Lesson 14. Section 1. News Summary.
Here is a summary of the news. No general election yet, says the Prime Minister. 5 people die in an earthquake in central Italy. And £250,000 is stolen from a security van. In a speech in the City of London last night, the Prime Minister announced that there will be no general election in the near future. Talk of a quick election was pure speculation, she said. A general election would be held when it was in the best interests of the nation to do so. In central Italy, several small towns and villages are still cut off by avalanches following the earthquake during the night which killed 5 people. It was central Italy's strongest earthquake for several years, and hundreds of people have been made homeless. In Rome, as well as in Florence, Naples, and Perugia, gas pipes were broken, windows shattered, and electric cables thrown onto the streets. Thieves got away with almost £250,000 after a security van was ambushed in central London early this morning. The security van was rammed by a lorry as it was taking a shortcut through a narrow street off Piccadilly. 3 masked men then threatened the driver and his assistant with shotguns and forced one of them to unlock the van. The thieves made their escape in a car parked nearby. This car was later found abandoned in South London. The driver of the van and his assistant were badly shaken, but not seriously hurt. The flight recorder of the DC-10 airliner, which crashed in the Antarctic a fortnight ago, has shown that the plane was flying normally just before impact. All 257 people on board the aircraft died when it hit the side of a volcano. The investigation into what happened is still going on. Voting is taking place today in the Euro constituency of London South West. This by-election for the European Parliament is being held because of the death of the previous member, Mr. Harold Friend. At the last election, Mr. Friend had a majority of 17,000 over his nearest opponent. Talks on a formula for ending the strike at independent television get underway in London this afternoon. Looking forward to the meeting, the General Secretary of the Association of Cinematograph, Television and Allied Technicians, Mr. Albert Tapper, said it was taking place on the basis of new proposals from the companies. He hoped it would lead to a basis for negotiations, but he refused to speculate on the chances of success. 15 people are to appear in court in Manchester today, following disturbances on a train bringing football supporters back from matches in London. Eyewitnesses report that the trouble began when groups of rival supporters, whose teams had both been playing London clubs, began to insult each other. After fighting had broken out, police boarded the train just outside Manchester and arrests were made. British Rail have announced that they are considering withdrawing all soccer specials operating from Manchester.